Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Milk duds on French toast and French toast on milk duds.
Oh, no. Aaron, these I immediately don't like this episode concept anymore. I loved it, Aaron, when you did your favorite things, but now that we're doing Addles and he said milk duds on French toast, I'm like, what's this going to be?
You think this is bad? Wait till we get to yours. That's scary and bad.
That's right. I do know mine, and mine are bad.
I feel like JBC's, I want to take a stab. JBC, you don't have to tell me if I'm close or right or anything, but Aaron, here's what I think JBC's favorite things is going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be like, a warm chocolate chip cookie. Or the existential dread when you look up at the nighttime sky and see your face reflected back at you and God frowns down upon you, knowing that you are the only philosophical son in a sea of ignorance.
Here, hold on. Let me just make a couple of corrections and deletions.
No, I feel like his is going to be like, blood or dirt. Blood or dirt.
I already told you guys, mine is only mostly all jokes. So
okay, well.
Blood? Do you want blood in your piss or cum in your blood? JPC, no.
But Adam, JPC, we don't have to think about the dangers of that episode today because we're doing your favorite things.
Thank you. Yes, and of course, JPCs will come with some sort of rated 21 sticker or something like that. But you're right, Aaron. Let's focus on my favorite
rated
things.
21.
Here's my list I came up with.
Okay.
So
this is bracket style. The two of us, Aaron and I.
Yes.
Are going to figure out what we like most, with Casey being the tiebreaker.
That's right.
Okay.
And these are things I genuinely love. I hope you even just like some of them to some degree.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Because I don't think I asked this to you, Aaron. How hard was it to come up with 50 things that you love?
Not too hard.
Not too hard at all?
Here's what I'll say. It shouldn't have been hard, but yesterday I went and played 7 hours of Blood on the Clock Tower at Rush's. I got home. We had guests.
Oh, yeah.
Gemma and I have guests staying at our house. So we got home at midnight, chatted with them for 2 hours. Then I was getting ready to go to bed, and I said, "Whoop, got to make this list." Opened my laptop, fired off some things, and woke up this morning and I looked over it and went like, this can't be right.
Yeah. I will say for me, the first 36, easy. The last 14, I was like, uh-oh, I got to think of 14 more things I like. All right, I'm ready, Adam.
So we'll see how this goes. Here we go. And if you don't like any of these things, say so, just so I know to never get you this as a gift.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, here we go. First one. Sitting around a campfire at night.
Okay.
Versus being on a road trip and having a song come on the radio that makes you go, ooh, turn this shit up.
Oh, fun.
Man, I do like both of those feelings.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to go campfire.
Okay, so it's close for me too. And so because Aaron has already said campfire, I think I'm fine saying campfire as well.
Interesting. Okay.
But I do love a fucking road trip. A road trip is like, ooh, I love a road trip.
A fucking road trip or a road trip? Because those are very different and require very different things to pass.
Not if you're on one with me, Aaron. Not if you're on one with me.
Ew. Oh, I don't want to know. What does that mean?
It means you fuck on the road trip, Aaron. What do you think it
Aaron,
means?
Aaron, that was pretty.
And it's okay if you don't want to do that, but then
you know
don't
when
get
you
in the
start
car.
A joke and then you get grossed out by the joke you started and you start to get mad at your friends for joining in the joke?
I started a joke that got the whole world barfing. Next up is going on a haunted tour of a city and the guide shows up wearing a cape and has way too much confidence.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at all.
Versus
that's my winner for the whole list, right?
Versus walking on cobblestone streets.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's gotta be the first one.
Both are good. Okay, the first one though. The first one.
Walking on cobblestone streets, I say, maybe not that great. It's like fun to see a cobblestone street, but then you start walking on it, you're like, oh, I'm going to twist my fucking ankle. I'm going to ruin this trip to old Charleston or whatever.
This is ruining this fucking road trip.
I went, maybe 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I went to Toronto on a gig. It was myself and Gretchen Eng, and we were like, let's do like a haunted little tour. So we did a haunted tour of Toronto, and the guy showed up wearing a cape, a top hat, and had way too much confidence, had a big old lantern. And as he gave us the tour, he was clearly not prepared. He took us to a point where he goes, this is where the sea level used to meet Toronto. Uh-huh. And when the water receded, there was a lot of growth. And that's actually where Toronto gets its name. Toronto means Toronto, the water of the, I forget what it is, but if you look up Toronto, and we all stifled our laughter so hard that we were like bursting veins in our face. Cause we're like, This guy runs on respect, and he just lost all of
it. By the way, I ran into Gretchen last week, and she told me this story.
Are you serious?
Absolutely. It was in the context of we were talking about like haunted tours, but it is like it was an impactful moment for a lot of people's lives.
That's crazy.
He also, as it got darker, he took us with his lantern and his cloak and top hat. He took us to a sewer grate or like a manhole cover, and we stood over the top of the manhole cover, and he goes, ooh, does anyone know what movie was filmed right below this manhole cover in the sewers of Toronto? And we're like, I don't know. And he kept making people guess, and it turned out it was Suicide Squad. And when we said it, we all went, okay.
That's fine.
Pretty bad. Anyway, we have to move on. Next up. Crossing an item off your to-do list, which I do physically with a pen and paper. You may do it differently, mentally, perhaps. Or when it's announced that one of your favorite authors has a new book coming out.
This is an easy one for me. I'm going crossing something off of my to-do list.
Wow. Interesting. The second one, one of your favorite authors has a new book coming out. I bring that up because yesterday, I believe it was announced, Patrick Rothfuss has a new novella coming out in November. The third book's not out yet.
Yeah. So what is that? That's nothing.
I'll read it.
Crossing an item off your list, or you're crossing an item off your to-do list, or when it's announced, one of your favorite authors has a new book coming out.
To-do list. Okay. To-do list. Wow. Sorry, I was really on the fence there. I got scared. But to-do list, for sure.
Very close. Okay, next up. Hearing a Danny Elfman score or remembering suddenly, out of nowhere, that Yeast, Y-S, by Joanna Newsom is a masterpiece and then listening to it all day until you fall asleep and you totally forget about it for another year.
I don't have a lot of context for either one of these, Aaron, so I am happy to go with whatever you want to go with on this
one. Can you read them again?
Hearing a Danny Elfman score, or remembering suddenly out of nowhere that Yeast, Y-S, by Joanna Newsom is a masterpiece, listening to it all day until you fall asleep, and then you forget about it for another year.
The second one sounds like a curse.
Yeah,
She's married to Andy Samberg, so
I'm gonna go with the second one.
Okay, Joanna.
All right, so Yeast.
The only time I've enjoyed hearing harp.
Does Casey have an opinion?
I don't.
It doesn't matter because there's no tie to break here.
All right. Okay.
Wow, Casey started talking. We told him to shut it.
Casey, I want to know what you think of that one.
No, Casey can shut up until it's time.
All right. Next up.
Oh, come on.
1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddles, Clue Crew.
Listen to the rest of the episode now by starting your free 7-day trial at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.